Hey, it's Nudia from Vocalo. Got plans July 11th? Now you do. Join me for Vocalo's free summer meltdown concert at Bottom Lounge with Adam Killa and Taylor Bennett. We'll have merch giveaways and surprise guests. Learn more at wbez.org/events.
Good morning. I'm Brenda Ruiz in for Aaron Allen. And this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson has named Fred Waller as his interim police superintendent. Waller retired from the city's police department back in 2020 when he faced backlash over comments he made during a meeting at police headquarters that year. The Sun-Times quoted him saying, "Grope me, don't rape me." He tells reporters it was a misunderstanding.
It was an attempt to emphasize how much resources were being taken from patrol, and it was just inappropriate the way I phrased it. It was taken out of context. There were females in the room.
Waller will temporarily take over the department when Johnson takes office the 15th of this month. The Community Commission for Public Safety and Accountability, that new civilian-led panel, will continue their nationwide search for candidates to fill that position permanently. Chicago is struggling to provide sufficient housing and resources for asylum seekers who've crossed the border. Many have been sent to police stations where they're sleeping on cold floors and struggling to find food and access to showers. Plus, the number of migrants is only picking up. Last week, Nubia Willman told members of the city council she hopes to do more for migrants facing these conditions. She's the director of the city's Office of New Americans.
To be clear, this is not a long-term solution. There are only chairs, no space to eat, no showers, laundry, or activities for children.
Willman said the city continues to look for more respite centers to take that pressure off police stations. In related news, Cook County leaders were in Springfield yesterday lobbying for more money, some $28 million, to help continue caring for migrants. The state cut off financial assistance in February, leaving the county's health system, the biggest safety net for low-income and uninsured people, to pick up the tab. County leaders say they won't stop treating people if the money doesn't come, but they'll have to stop providing more modernized services and facilities. Conversations around banned books have been prevalent across the country lately, but in Illinois, lawmakers are pushing back against book bans in public libraries. The measure, sponsored by Democratic Senator Laura Murphy, would disqualify libraries from receiving state funds if they ban books because of political or religious pressure. She says it's important to protect the right of people to read and expand their viewpoints.
How many of you read Catcher in the Rye, The Great Gatsby, To Kill a Mockingbird? All those books now are being proposed to be banned in certain states. Those are literary classics that we need to teach every American.
The Chicago-based American Library Association reported 67 attempts to ban books in Illinois last year. The measure now heads to Governor J.B. Pritzker for final approval. And now for a few quick hits before the weather. If you haven't already, you'll start seeing ads from the Anti-Hate Action Center on Chicago Transit Authority trains, buses, and stations. The group says, though anti-Asian hate has been on the rise nationally, the Midwest specifically lacks data and public awareness compared to the East or West Coast. Your trip to St. Louis could get shorter soon. Amtrak recently got approval to run their trains between the two cities up to 110 miles per hour after finalizing safety upgrades along the route. The rail company says the schedule should be updated by this summer to reflect those shorter travel times. And after 3 years, the Money Museum has reopened in downtown. The Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago created the museum to educate people about their dollar-dollar bills. Visitors can check out some rare historic bills, the history of the nation's currency, and a machine that teaches users how to identify counterfeit money. As for the weather, expect clouds all day with temperatures in the mid-40s this morning. We'll see highs in the mid-60s this afternoon, dropping off slightly into the evening. And you can leave that umbrella home today. That's it for now. I'm Brenda Ruiz. Talk to you tomorrow morning.